Hi. Welcome to the fifth and last part of our programming interview questions. This podcast includes frequently asked R programming interview questions and answers for fresher as well experienced candidates to get their dream job. So, let's get started. Question 81. What is a random walk model? How can you simulate it using R? Answer. A random walk model is a mathematical model used to describe the path of a random variable over time. It assumes that the variable's future value depends solely on its current value and a random component. The random component is usually generated from a normal distribution. To simulate a random walk model using R, you can follow these steps. Decide on the number of time steps and the standard deviation of the random increments. Create an empty vector to store the simulated values. Set the initial value of the variable. Generate random increments and update the variable's value at each time step. Visualize the simulated random walk. Question 82. Name some functions used for debugging in R. Answer. Here are some commonly used debugging functions in R. 1. Print function. It is a basic debugging tool that allows you to print the value of variables at specific points in your code. It is often used to check the intermediate values of variables during execution. 2. Cat. The cat function is used to concatenate and print objects. It is useful for printing specific messages or values during debugging. 3. Message. The message function is similar to print, but it is specifically designed for displaying diagnostic messages during the execution of a function. It is commonly used to provide additional information or warnings. 4. Stop. It is used to generate an error condition that stops the execution of the current function or script. It is helpful for identifying specific issues in your code and halting execution when necessary. 5. Browser. The browser function is a powerful tool for interactive debugging. When called within a function, it pauses execution at that point and provides an interactive console where you can examine variables and evaluate expressions. 6. Debug. It allows you to set a debugging flag on a specified function. When the function is executed, it enters debugging mode, allowing you to step through the code line by line. 7. Trace. The trace function is used to insert debugging code into specific functions. It allows you to specify which functions and which events, such as entry, exit, or both, you want to trace. 8. Options. Error equals to recover. This command sets the error handling behavior to enter the debugger when an error occurs. It can be useful for exploring the state of the program at the time of an error. Question 83. What is the lazy function evaluation in R? Answer. In R, lazy function evaluation refers to the delayed evaluation of function arguments. By default, R evaluates arguments to a function eagerly, which means that all the arguments are evaluated before the function is executed. However, in some cases, lazy evaluation can be more efficient and provide performance benefits. Lazy evaluation is particularly useful in situations where function arguments involve expensive computations or when certain arguments may not be needed depending on the control flow within the function. By deferring the evaluation of these arguments until they are required, unnecessary computations can be avoided, leading to improved performance. Question 84. What is the UI window object? Answer. The UI window object is a fundamental component of the iOS user interface framework. It is a subclass of the UIView class and represents a window in which your application's content is displayed. It acts as the root view of your application's view hierarchy and serves as a container for other views. Question 85. Name the different types of data structures that R have. Answer. R has 6 different types of data structures, namely lists, data frames, vectors, factors, matrices, arrays. Question 86. Which packages are used for data imputation? Answer. The following packages are used for data imputation. MIS4s, MICE, MI, HMISC, Impute R, Amelia. Question 87. What is R Markdown? Answer. R Markdown is a file format and a framework for creating dynamic documents with R programming language. It allows you to combine narrative text, code, and code output in a single document, which can be easily transformed into various formats, such as HTML, PDF, or Word. Question 88. What is confusion matrix? Answer. A confusion matrix refers to a table that summarizes the performance of a classification model. It is used to evaluate the accuracy of a classification model by comparing the predicted class labels with the actual class labels of a dataset. Question 89. What do you understand by correlation in R? Answer. In R, correlation refers to the statistical measure that quantifies the relationship between two variables. It is used to determine how closely two variables are related or how they change together. Correlation is often expressed as a correlation coefficient, which ranges between minus 1 and 1. Question 90. What are R packages? Answer. R packages are bundles of code, documentation, and data that extend the functionality of the R programming language. Packages in R serve as containers for reusable code and provide a way to organize, share, and distribute functionality developed by the R community. They are typically created by R users and developers to solve specific problems or address particular needs in data analysis, modeling, or other domains. R packages can include functions, datasets, example code, documentation, and vignettes. They can be installed and loaded into an R session, allowing users to access the package's functionality by invoking its functions and utilizing its resources. Question 91. What is the memory limit of R? Answer. The maximum amount of memory that can be allocated in R depends on various factors, including the operating system and hardware limitations. However, R imposes its own limit on the amount of memory that can be used within a single R session. By default, the memory limit in R is set to the maximum amount of addressable memory available to the operating system. On 32-bit systems, this limit is typically around 3 to 4 gigabytes, GB, while on 64-bit systems, it can be much larger, potentially reaching several terabytes, TB, or more. Question 92. How do you handle multicollinearity in regression analysis in R? Answer. In R, there are several approaches you can take to handle multicollinearity in regression analysis. Here are a few commonly used methods. Check for multicollinearity. It's important to identify the presence of multicollinearity in your dataset. You can calculate the variance inflation factor, VIF, for each predictor variable. The VIF measures how much the variance of the estimated regression coefficients is increased due to multicollinearity. Remove highly correlated variables. If you identify highly correlated variables, you can choose to remove one of them from the regression model. This approach is typically subjective and requires domain knowledge or theoretical justification for selecting which variable to exclude. Feature selection techniques. Instead of removing variables manually, you can use automated feature selection techniques to identify the most relevant subset of variables for your regression model. Some popular methods include stepwise regression, lasso, or ridge regression. These techniques penalize or shrink the coefficients of less important variables, effectively reducing the impact of multicollinearity. Principal component analysis, PCA. PCA is a dimensionality reduction technique that transforms the original predictor variables into a new set of uncorrelated variables called principal components. By selecting a subset of principal components that capture most of the variability in the data, you can address multicollinearity. However, the downside is that the resulting principal components may not have a direct interpretation in terms of the original variables. Ridge regression. Ridge regression is a variant of linear regression that adds a penalty term to the ordinary least squares, OLS, objective function. This penalty term, controlled by a tuning parameter, shrinks the regression coefficients towards zero, effectively reducing multicollinearity. Ridge regression can help stabilize the estimates, but it does not eliminate the variables or provide variable selection. Question 93. How to perform hypothesis testing in R? Answer. Here's a general step-by-step guide on how to perform hypothesis testing in R. Step 1. Install and load necessary packages. First, ensure you have the necessary packages installed. The most commonly used package for hypothesis testing is STATS, which is part of the base R installation. If you need more advanced testing methods, you may need to install additional packages. Use the install packages function to install packages and the library or require function to load them into your R session. Step 2. Formulate your null and alternative hypotheses. Before performing hypothesis testing, you need to formulate your null and alternative hypotheses. The null hypothesis, H0, represents the default assumption, while the alternative hypothesis, HA or H1, represents the assertion you want to test. Step 3. Collect and prepare your data. Next, you need to collect your data and prepare it for analysis. This may involve importing data from a file or generating simulated data within R. Ensure that your data is in the appropriate format and structure for the specific hypothesis test you intend to perform. Step 4. Choose an appropriate hypothesis test. Based on your research question and the type of data you have, select the appropriate hypothesis test. Some common hypothesis tests include t-tests, chi-square tests, ANOVA, Wilcoxon tests, etc. The choice of the test depends on the nature of your data and the specific hypothesis you want to test. Step 5. Perform the hypothesis test. Use the appropriate function in R to perform the hypothesis test. Step 6. Interpret the results. The output of the hypothesis test will provide you with the test statistic, degrees of freedom, p-value, and potentially other relevant information. Evaluate the p-value against your chosen significance level to determine whether you can reject the null hypothesis. The interpretation may differ depending on the specific test you performed. Question 94. What is the purpose of the apply family of functions in R? Answer. The main purpose of the apply family of functions is to eliminate the need for explicit looping constructs like for or while loops when performing repetitive operations on data. They provide a concise and efficient way to apply a function across rows, columns, or other dimensions of a data structure. Question 95. How to create a plot using the base graphics system in R? Answer. To create a plot using the base graphics system in R, you can follow these steps. 1. Prepare your data. Make sure you have your data ready in the appropriate format. For example, if you want to create a scatter plot, you'll need two vectors of numeric data for the x and y coordinates. 2. Start a new graphics device. You can use the plot function to start a new graphics device and specify the basic plot parameters. 3. Customize the plot. You can further customize your plot by adding additional elements like points, lines, labels, etc. 4. Save or display the plot. Once you have customized your plot, you can save it to a file using the PDF, PNG, JPEG, or other device functions. Alternatively, you can display the plot on your screen using the plot function. Question 96. Explain in detail how can you load and use CSV file in R programming? Answer. To load and use a CSV file in R programming, you can follow these steps. 1. Set the working directory, optional. If your CSV file is not in the current working directory, you can set the directory using the setwd function. 2. Load the CSV file. Use the read.csv function to load the CSV file into a data frame. Specify the file path and name as the argument. 3. Explore the data. Once the CSV file is loaded into the data frame, you can perform various operations on the data. 4. Accessing data. You can access specific columns or rows of the data frame using indexing. 5. Manipulating data. R offers a wide range of functions for manipulating and analyzing data. You can perform various operations like filtering rows based on conditions, selecting specific columns, aggregating data, merging data frames, and much more. Question 97. Which function in R is used to create a boxplot graph? Answer. In R, The function used to create a boxplot graph is boxplot. This function takes in one or more numerical vectors as input and produces a boxplot representation of the data. Question 98. What do you understand by recycling of elements in a vector? Answer. Recycling of elements refers to a process where the elements of a shorter vector are repeated or recycled to match the length of a longer vector. This process allows mathematical operations, such as addition or multiplication, to be performed between vectors of different lengths. Question 99. Specify common challenges when working with R. Answer. When working with R, there are several common challenges that users may encounter. Here are some of the notable ones. 1. Steep learning curve. R has a steep learning curve, so understanding the syntax and functional programming paradigm of R can take time and effort. 2. Memory limitations. R is known to have memory limitations, especially when dealing with large datasets. Running operations on big data can lead to memory errors or slow performance. 3. Package compatibility and dependency management. R's extensive package ecosystem is both a strength and a challenge. Different packages may have dependencies or conflicting requirements, causing issues during installation or when updating packages. Managing package versions and resolving conflicts can be time-consuming. 4. Error handling and debugging. R can be challenging to debug when encountering errors. Error messages may not always provide clear explanations or guidance on how to resolve the issue. Understanding the error messages and using debugging tools like Traceback and Browser can assist in troubleshooting. 5. Lack of strong data manipulation capabilities. R's base data manipulation functions can sometimes be less intuitive and slower compared to other languages like Python. Utilizing packages like dplyr and data table can address these limitations by providing more efficient and user-friendly data manipulation operations. Question 100. What is coin package in R? Answer. A coin package refers to a specific package available in R's ecosystem called coin. The coin package provides a collection of functions for conditional inference and permutation tests in various statistical settings. It is primarily used for non-parametric and permutation-based statistical analysis. Thank you for listening to our podcast.